I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve us, the body, communion. Jesus' body was broken. His blood was poured out on the cross to pay my price, to set me free, to set you free. Whoever believes has eternal life. Whoever believes has the Spirit of God living inside to transform them, to make them new. The seal of the promise, united into one body. What a beautiful thing God has done with the church. That He has made us new and made us one and brought us into relationship with Him and communion with one another. We enjoy fellowship with one another because we belong to Him, adopted into His family, brothers and sisters in Christ. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you have opened your heart, if God has opened your heart to receive Jesus, you're invited to remember, take bread and juice, hold those in your hand, reflect on what Jesus did for you. He paid your price on the cross. Once we've all been served, we'll take, as the body, we'll take those together and give Him thanks. Jesus, thank you for paying a debt you didn't owe, for taking my sins in your body on the tree, for paying my price in full, and crying out from the cross, "It is finished," paid in full, the debt is canceled, nailed to the cross. My sin's gone. As far as the east is from the west. So that I can enjoy today relationship with you and with the blood-bought believers who gather to worship your name, for you are worthy. What a privilege it is to be part of this thing called the church. We want to say thank you for what you did, and we want to celebrate the freedom we have in you. Freedom to live lives that worship you. Freedom to be one with one another. You've broken down barriers so that we could be united in one body through the cross. We remember what it cost, and we worship you, Jesus, and we say thank you for what you did. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash away our sins. Drink.